Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This morning, we start a series of occasional conversations with the candidates for Ted Kennedy's U.S. Senate seat. First up, Stephen Pagliuca, the businessman and Boston Celtics co-owner who's one of four Democrats in the race. We met him at the New England Baptist Hospital in Boston, the Celtics' official hospital. About 2 years ago, the team surgeon performed rotator cuff surgery on Pagliuca at one of its satellite clinics.
Today we're just going to be working with models. Our surgeons.
We toured a lab where physicians can practice that surgery by manipulating simulated muscles and tendons inside a clear plastic mock-up of a shoulder, complete with medical instruments.
So this is what they did to me.
This is like a suture passer.
On the day we met with Pagliuca, he unveiled his five-point plan for national health care reform. It calls for guaranteed universal access, transparency in treatment, and containing administrative costs. He explained the thinking behind the plan.
Hospitals are high cost because of sometimes incentives, sometimes because of education. There's not enough education between all of our hospitals in this country. So my program would call for much more education, technology, linking hospitals together, so we're all doing the best demonstrated practice care protocols.
Let me ask you about tort reform. I know it's in your package. A lot of patients, not just defense attorneys, but a lot of patients look at tort reform and say, well, under tort reform, I will not be compensated when a doctor screws up. Respond to that.
I think that's just not true. We've created a system where there is an incentive for lawsuits. So my plan would call for tort reform to say, if the doctor did evidence-based care, he did everything you were supposed to do in that situation, then the doctor is off the hook. Our system right now doesn't do that. There's a lot of defensive medicine that goes on. So I think we're only talking about getting into a fair system, an appropriate system, not a system that's going to abrogate the rights of patients.
You've been in the Senate race for a little over a month now. How do you think it's going?
I think it's going very well. Latest polls have showed me in the number two slot. So starting with nothing, getting to be number two, I think that's a major accomplishment in the first month of the race.
What's the most significant thing that you've learned to this point, do you think?
The most significant thing I learned is that people are really hurting out there and the issues are solvable. The second thing I've learned is there's a real problem in Washington with special interests. It's one thing to look at statistics that we lost 100,000 jobs in Massachusetts in the last 12 months and we have 320,000 people unemployed in a state that has some of the leading industries. That's shocking. But it's even more shocking to talk to people and the struggles. So this state should lead the recovery. It's not doing that so far, and I want to work to make that happen.
Does it bother you that in some ways you've been stereotyped as the rich guy in this race?
I think there are different kind of rich guys in the race, and I think I'm a very different kind of, you know, quote, rich guy, although I never refer to myself as a rich guy. I grew up the grandson of an Italian immigrant. We had Sunday dinners where my grandmother would actually make the spaghetti. So I didn't come from money, and I think when people meet me, they recognize that.
As one of the leading business people in Massachusetts, I'm wondering what other business leaders tell you about the current state of the economy in terms of when they're ready to start hiring again. When do you think that'll be?
I spoke to the Small Business Association of New England, and we asked for a show of hands, who was going to hire. Very few. So people are still cautious. One issue we haven't talked about in this campaign that we need to talk about more is the financial system almost crashed about 13 months ago. We've not done anything with regulation to fix that, so we've got to get financial reform in there so that the excesses that happened on Wall Street and brought the system down won't happen again.
Don't your friends in the business community come up to you and say, Steve, we don't want a federal czar? I know you're talking about that on the campaign. Do you think you can kill it when you get to the Senate?
Good businesses can play by the rules if they know what the rules are. It's as if business would say, well, we don't need referees for NBA games. As soon as we took the referees out, even though many of us don't like the referees, me among them, but as soon as we took the referees out, there'd be mayhem out there. And that's what we've had on Wall Street. We've had mayhem because we didn't have a strong central referee.
You've defined yourself by your business experience and have promised to create jobs to help companies get back on their feet. But in some ways, over the 20 years you've been in private equity, buying up companies, you've cut fat out of companies and then resold them. And some jobs have been lost in those deals. Some people feel it's a little disingenuous, given that you talk about job creation now.
First of all, I started as a venture capitalist, and so I've invested into over 20 startup companies. That definitely creates jobs. Second, successful private equity firms only make money if companies grow. And if companies grow, they add employment. So every business plan that I've ever looked at in my career, we call for growth in the companies.
there are those out there who say that, you know, you're new to the game, you haven't run a campaign before, you're getting your feet wet this time, you don't really know how to play the game of elective politics, and will he know how to play the game of politics when he gets to Capitol Hill?
Well, you know, what has Capitol Hill brought us? You know, it's brought us 10% unemployment nationally, 320,000 people unemployed in Massachusetts. So if it's a game that's being played, it's a game that's not being played very well. So I think you need someone to go down there that understands business and understands the struggles of people and what you need to do to fix the system from the ground up.
But with all due respect, if we've heard it once, we've heard it a dozen or maybe 100 times from candidates in many different offices in recent years, I want to bring change to the office. I want to bring change to the way that things are done. And inevitably, the change candidate gets elected and very little changes.
Well, I don't think that's true. I mean, Ted Kennedy tried to bring change, and I think he did bring change. And he had extraordinary skills of persuasion, compromise, and passion. I have those same kind of skills. So I don't buy it that you can't change things. I think Ted Kennedy changed things. I think Franklin Roosevelt changed things. I think President Obama will change things, and I'd like to be part of that.
Steve Pagliuca, thanks a lot. Very good to see you again, and good luck.
Appreciate it.
That was businessman and Boston Celtics co-owner Stephen Pagliuca, one of four Democrats running for Ted Kennedy's open U.S. Senate seat. We plan on hearing from the other candidates in the weeks running up to the scheduled December 8th primary in the race.